Welcome to our latest Ask Me About Marine Insurance podcast. And today's subject is using AI to detect misdeclared cargo. My name is Alan Ilias. I'm the underwriting manager for the East Zone for AXXL. And today I'm joined by Andrew D'Alessio, head of ocean cargo for AXXL's Americas region.
Thanks, Alan. Happy to join the discussion today.
Yes, I think we've got a really interesting topic for everyone today. We're taking a look at the technology advances, particularly in artificial intelligence, and how they are making it easier for maritime operators to identify the contents of each vessel container on vessels. Andrew, so tell me, why is it so important that operators know exactly what contents they've been charged with shipping or storing?
There's a number of reasons why it's important. For one, proper declaration, knowing what's inside the containers, allows the cargo to be placed in an appropriate part of the ship. For instance, temperature can have a big impact on cargo. If cargo is temperature sensitive, then the proper placement on the ship can limit an impact of temperature variation. Knowing contents also allows shippers to optimize the location on the top or outsides of the container stacks to prevent catastrophic fire spread in the event of ignition.
That makes sense. Even though knowing exactly what's in a container is so fundamental, misdeclaration happens all the time. Why is misdeclared cargo such a big issue?
Yes, misdeclaration of cargo contents continues to be an issue and results in many cargo ship incidents. Consider the recent case of a container ship in a port in Thailand. It burst into flames. When the fire was extinguished, inspectors expected the damage to be limited to the ship and its cargo. But there was a human cost as well. Over 130 people had been taken to the hospital with eye, throat, and skin irritations. It turned out that some of the cargo in the container included calcium hypochlorite and chlorinated paraffin. Neither had been declared by the shippers. And that's not the worst we've seen. Some container ship incidents are fatal. We saw a situation back in 2018 where a container fire claimed the lives of 5 crew members. A container contained a chlorinating agent. When a fire resulted, toxic gases and smoke were released, and that cargo was not properly declared either.
So, knowing it could be dangerous, why are shippers prompted to falsely label cargo then?
Some might be trying to circumvent higher shipping fees or regulations. As recently as 2020, 33% of all misdeclarations were willful. That means that it was either due to trying to avoid high hazardous surcharges or as the result of carrier restrictions or prohibitions of the products that are in high demand. Despite the restrictions, the shippers were going to try to get them in the container anyway. For others, it can be an accidental omission. Either way, misdeclared cargo can be a sizable risk for any cargo operation.
What risks does it pose? Obviously a fire risk. What else?
Yes, fire by far is the largest risk associated with misdeclared cargo. Containers stored over engine rooms or on the top layer are exposed to significantly more heat, which may trigger spontaneous combustion. Vessels do have firefighting equipment and mitigation processes in place, but those measures may not be enough if the containers are not known to be carrying volatile products, as was the case that I mentioned earlier. And let's face it, fighting fires in the middle of container stacks or below deck is exponentially more difficult. And that's why mitigating the risks is important.
I guess that's why making sure that the shipping contents match the description on the declaration should be the goal in the first place, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's exactly right.
But as shippers and ports receive the cargo already in the container, ready to be shipped, how can they verify the cargo is what the declaration says it is?
So this is where technology is proving very useful. Screening technologies such as 2D X-ray scanners and 3D computer tomography are used to scan containers being loaded onto vessels. Unfortunately, scans cannot reveal the actual contents in all cases. Some hazardous chemicals appear to be identical in format and packaging to those that are considered safe to transport. A scan cannot determine exactly which chemicals are present in the container.
Then what? What else can be done?
Well, fortunately, new technologies are helping in this respect. Recent technological advances are making it even easier for maritime operators to identify the exact contents from each container on their vessels. For one, artificial intelligence is allowing vessel operators to scan shipping container contents more thoroughly. AI is bringing a new level of transparency and helping reduce fire hazard risks.
Yes, that's really good to hear. The use of AI in shipping is not new. AI is already helping improve communication throughout the supply chain, as well as helping ports with better container tracking, port capacity, and scheduling. Now it is being used to detect safety and security issues such as smuggling, piracy, and misdeclared goods.
For sure, AI-based screening software scans the cargo shipping documentation, and it flags for potential errors. The software is active, it's scalable, and it's reliable. It can compare millions of declarations, origins, shipping, lanes, various logistics data points versus each shipment to detect abnormalities. For example, those containers said to be carrying calcium chloride, a harmless chemical, that are actually carrying calcium hypochlorite, a volatile chemical that is unstable under certain conditions. AI can throw up a red flag to help shippers understand what they're really dealing with.
Exactly. AI can alert operators to possibly problematic variances, such as past shipments of the shipper or consignee, including incomplete documentation, a misspelled shipping company name, missing or false codes, and last-minute booking changes.
That's right. Once a potential misdeclared container is identified, inspectors can decide before the container is even loaded onto the ship. Likewise, some AI scanning technologies will focus on properly declared cargo as a check and balance. AI draws on data, documentation, and even information from declared cargo to measure each container booking against those criteria to identify potential problems. It can even review what is declared versus the actual container weight. It can also cross-check what the weight should be or has been for other similar shipments and attempt to find red flags.
It's really fascinating. It's good to see how AI-driven technology can boost safety by indicating possible issues before containers are even loaded onto the ships.
Yep. Another added bonus, with an increased level of comfort because there's another layer of checking for misdeclared cargo that is essentially operating autonomously, vessel operators will become more efficient during load and discharge. They won't have their attention being diverted to worry about problem areas.
So by adopting these new AI-driven screening methods, it looks like the supply chain is hardened against accidents, cracking down on misdeclared cargo.
Yes, with more scrutiny and oversight placed on the contents of each container, shippers are looking to avoid hazardous contents fees or even those smuggling contraband. They're getting the message. Vessel operators are taking the risk of misdeclared cargo very seriously now. And thanks to AI and other technology, they're able to detect more accurately what is being transported. Over time, the individual shippers benefit with safer and in turn faster shipping durations.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts on this subject, Andrew. At AxxL, our marine underwriting and risk consulting teams are actively working to support various InsurTech initiatives as technology develops that can benefit our clients. We look forward to talking about how new technologies are supporting the maritime industry in future podcasts. Thank you for joining us for today's discussion.